This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, 8:47 now, and Jerry Joyce is here, wants to be your next mayor of Chicago. You can go to the website, jerryjoyce2019.com, as we continue on the Steve Cochran Show. Welcome, Mr. Joyce. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Thanks for coming in. By the way, as I look over the website, I can't help but notice that you got a pretty good life going. You know, you're an attorney, small business owner, your wife's a doctor. Why do you want to be mayor? What's wrong with you?
Got a great life going. Very blessed. Wonderful family.
Why would you want this hassle? Why wouldn't you just want to keep getting up every morning and being Jerry Joyce?
Oh, I'm still doing that, but because of my love for the city, because my wife and I are raising our family here, I'm a lifelong Chicagoan.
Right.
Fed up with what's been going on in the city for particularly the past 8 years. Did not enter this race lightly. Entered it way back when Rahm Emanuel was still a candidate.
Now, you've done a lot in your life, but the question is going to be, where's the political experience? Where's the elected office? What's your answer?
Answer is, look where the elective office has gotten us to this point. I think we need a fresh face in there, fresh ideas, a commitment, some energy, try things differently.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Joyce, today, big news all over Chicago about wiretaps, Danny Solis.
Are you wearing a wire right now?
Well, the question I have for you is, first, your response to this story that was in the Sun-Times this morning. I mean, this is we're in the middle of a campaign, a mayoral campaign. A lot has to do with what's happening in Chicago and city council. What's your response to the bombshell that was in the Sun-Times this morning?
Very disappointed. Not unexpected. This story came out a couple weeks ago. I'm sure more is going to be coming out. Because it would almost be funny if it wasn't so sad. This is our government. I think that this calls for this race to reform that's been going out there. I'm all for those things, you know, term limits, city council, rotation of committees. I also believe that all contacts with zoning aldermen, zoning staffers should be documented. Just log the contacts. What we need here is more transparency across the board.
So people know what they're paying for.
Exactly.
You come from the 19th Ward. You're alderman there, and supporter Matt O'Shea had some choice words after the Ed Burke arrest. Essentially, when Danny Solis was found out he was wearing a wire, he said if that happened in the 19th, he'd get your ass kicked. That's a direct quote. For you, how do you approach the code of silence and the idea that that you don't snitch necessarily on your fellow council members?
Yeah, Matt's a great guy, and I think he just made an off-the-cuff comment that he regrets. He's said as much publicly.
So you don't advocate ass-kicking for people who are trying to be transparent?
Yeah, right. No, absolutely not. That's what we need in our government. That's
the transparency part.
Yeah.
Right, not the first part.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. As this campaign goes on, it gets tougher and uglier and all of that, and one of the things you got to have is money. How's the fundraising?
Fundraising's sufficient. Well, we have enough money. We went on TV with commercials, but the heart of our campaign has been grassroots from day one. We've been out throughout the city, every area.
Door to door, baby.
Door to door, even when it's zero.
You may not have held elected
degrees,
office,
that is.
But your family has been a long part of Chicago politics. Your father was worked for Mayor Daley and has been a long time operative in Chicago. How do you run a are you running a campaign to say, you know, let's go to back to those days where there was a different kind of Chicago? Or are you running as an outsider saying, you know what, I'm going to bring change and reform to City Hall?
My father hasn't held elective office in 26 years, I think. He lives in Florida. Was against me getting into politics.
He was?
Yes, absolutely. I'm running as a father, husband from the neighborhood, cares about what's going on in our city, as do so many of his neighbors, let me mean my neighbors. Dissatisfied, many cases outraged with what's been happening, and want to do something about it.
Stand by. We've got to take a quick break. We'll come back. More Jerry Joyce in a second. JerryJoyce2019.com.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right. We're tight on time here, but I want to get into a couple issues. Jerry Joyce, 2019.com, in less than a couple of minutes we have here. Justin, you start.
Let's talk about public safety. Crime is a big issue in the city of Chicago. Violence has seen a spike in the last couple of years, although it's on the downturn now. And a lot has to do with the reform of a police department, a consent decree from the federal government. There's still a question of whether or not the city's going to go with it. Where do you stand on the consent decree and police reform in Chicago?
A lot of good things in the consent decree. So, and the next mayor is going to have to operate on the consent decree. I think that's going to be in place.
Yeah.
So my goal would be to get out from under it as quickly as possible.
So work with it, but move on from it?
Absolutely. It should be the goal of any mayor, actually.
Yeah, right.
It's oversight of what you're supposed to be in charge of. So it's
admitting
it's a failure of leadership. So now...
We've seen a relationship between the police and some minority communities in Chicago have fractured after everything that's happened in the last couple of years here in Chicago. As a mayor, how do you address that issue?
Well, once again, it's going to take leadership. Specifically, we have a plan that will involve bringing police officers closer to the communities and people that they are serving and protecting. Specifically, we have a neighborhood immersion police beat program, which would be a pilot project at first, but what it does is creates teams of beat officers, one sergeant, 10 beat officers, same beat for an extended period of time. So it allows for continuity, allows for building relationships and goal setting within that team, but it also allows for relationship building within the among the people that they are serving.
Builds trust.
Ultimately, it does build trust, which then will lead to cooperation, confidence, clearance rates going way up.
Sure.
So,
which would be a nice change because we don't have that. Gambling. We need revenue in this town. Gambling and poker machines and things of that nature. And I'm sorry to say this, but I got less than a minute for you.
We do need revenue. And gambling, casino gambling is coming to Chicago, should come to Chicago. But the estimates are way under. Chicago should get 100% of the revenue, not shared with the state, not shared with a private owner, 100%. So those numbers will go way up. 100% of that revenue should be dedicated to the unfunded pension liability.
So you need state cooperation and federal cooperation.
Absolutely.
Ultimately. Okay.
Are there any other ways that you would find revenue to be able to deal with a pension cliff that's coming up in 2020?
Now you have 15 seconds. I'm going to make it quick.
Inventory all city assets. Find which ones that are in a path of growth that have... appreciate it over the years. See if we can take the city uses, move them elsewhere, see what we monetize those assets, sell them off, put those money into unfunded pension liabilities.
And the website one more time is?
JerryJoyce2019.com.
Thank you very much. I know it's cold out there, man. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me. It's great.
Thank you, Mr. Joyce. Appreciate
Northwestern
it.
Medicine Newsroom is where Steve is next.